Scientists from Tennessee are making their mark on the periodic table. Today, the International Chemistry Governing Body announced the tentative names for four new elements. WPLN's Emily Siner reports that element 117 could soon have the name Tennessine.
For Vanderbilt nuclear physics professor Joe Hamilton, the iconic list of elements has been a longtime companion.
When did you first learn about the periodic table?
I guess it probably was in a physics class in college.
That was in the 1950s. Jump ahead several decades to a big celebration for Hamilton's 50th anniversary as a professor. It was here that he introduced two of his guests to each other, a leading scientist from Russia and one from Oak Ridge National Laboratory in East Tennessee. And that began the collaboration that led to the discovery of new elements. Here's how it worked. A reactor at Oak Ridge was used to produce an existing element called berkelium. They shipped the berkelium over to Russia, where they put it in an accelerator and bombarded it with calcium. And with enough energy, some of those elements fused together. Jim Roberto, the scientist from Oak Ridge, says it took a lot of work to produce a tiny amount of the new element.
We made six atoms in an experiment that required 6 months of accelerator time around the clock.
Then it was Hamilton at Vanderbilt who first suggested the name Tennessine.
The state of Tennessee will be recognized in every physics and chemistry book worldwide forever.
The proposed names of three other new elements were also announced. Moscovium, after Russia's contribution, Oganessen, after a leading Russian scientist, and Nihonium, which pays tribute to Japanese contributors. The names will now go through a 5-month review process before they take their permanent place on the periodic table. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Emily Siner.